Started the day, the Torah reminds that Aruch Cholamoed Sukkos Tavshin Ayin Pei Rav Shimon Kaplan.
What are you doing now?
Bring it forward. Finish. Yeah, I like to make it sure everybody can see what's going on.
The minhag, as we all know, is during Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we Am Sameach Simchas Beis HaSheiva. I came to Manchester about 22 years ago. It was just about the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. Now, Baruch Hashem, every night there's a major Simchas Beis HaSheiva, Baruch Hashem. And the Simchas Beis HaSheiva is a zeicha lemikdash. It's a zeicha to the Simchas Beis HaSheiva in the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us, Mish leira Simchas Beis HaSheiva miyomov, leira Simcha miyomov. It's a gewaltige Simcha which took place b'shas in the Beis HaMikdash. As a zeicha for that Simcha, Mesameach, a simcha shal mitzvah, a simcha beis sheva. The poshta question, if the whole inyan of simcha beis sheva, zeicha lemikdash, we used to, when we try, we do things, zeicha lemikdash, we miss apple, we sit on the floor, always, when we're used to doing things, zeicha lemikdash, stand with the sadness, we're not veilous. What's pshat to hear? I lost my voice from Simcha Beis HaSheiva last night. What's the pshat here that we're Mesameach Simcha Zeicha LeMikdash? It's not like we find in all the other times of the year when we're doing things Zeicha LeMikdash, it's not with a Simcha. On Yom Kippur we say, Ashrei Ayin, Rasa, who saw the Simcha Beis HaSheiva, Haloi, LeMishma Oizen Tov Anavshenu. When we hear about it, we get upset. So what's the pshat? What are we doing? What's the Simchas Beis HaSheiva? Cheskel Sana answers with a moshel. We'll add a few details to his moshel, so don't take the moshel exactly the way I'm saying it. Well, Tzahid, Yankele, he lived in a shtetl in Russia. Or a man, he had a penny to his name. He had a friend, Yosela, who sold lottery tickets on commission. That was his job. The friend always said to Yankele, buy a lottery ticket. Yankele, ruble? I haven't got a ruble. He could tell Brahil of Yoim Yoim. Eventually, convinced him to buy a lottery ticket. He bought a lottery ticket. Chose some numbers. And I aimed Yankele. That night, middle of the night, the Yosler gets a telegram from the head office that the ticket he sold won the 10 million ruble. It never happened that he had sold a winning ticket. He looks at the numbers, at the code. He realized it was Yankel, or a man who lived out of the town. He couldn't afford a place to live in town. He was the one who won the lottery ticket. It's about 1:30 at night. He's going to go and tell him. Goods, a gator race, puts in his coat, his boots. He goes out of town, he goes to the forest, he starts knocking on Yankele's door. Yankele says, who's there in the night? What's going on? It's Yosela. So what do you want in the middle of the night? What are you banging my door for? So you won the lottery. You've won the lottery. You won 10 million rubles. Yankele starts screaming, you mechutzav you. You mechutzav. Azach chutzpah. I've come to tell you. I'm a chutzav. You wake up a givir mit nacht. Yeah, wakes up a givir mit nacht. Anyhow, the next day, the Yankele macht a great suda. He invites all his friends, his mishpocha, and the island is Mesamech Simcha Gedoyla. So one of his mishpocha come to him and say to him, I've never in my life seen 10 million rubles. Can you show me the 10 million rubles? I've never seen so much money. or can show me the check. I've never seen such figures before in my life. So they haven't got the money yet. I've got the telegram that I've won. Zokter, if you haven't got the money yet, why are you making a simcha for? What's machst du mishta? You borrowed money to make a mishta? So I've got a telegram, I've won so much money, I know it's going to come. It's ready now, a simcha. Zokter, Reb Chespel Sana, we got in the Novi many times the promise we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. We've got the telegram. We know it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. So we're mesameach simcha in anticipation for the future Beis HaMikdash. That's what Chespel Sana said. But it's still a bit schwer. So why didn't we all, we've got Tisha B'Av, what's going on? What's pshat in this teretz? So why have we got Tisha B'Av? We should always be mesameach simcha. We know the Beis HaMikdash is coming. So we're excited for the Beis HaMikdash. It's also l'chayr and avoida. Shmuch will have a gewaltig and nachas ruach from the fact we're excited it's going to be a new Beis HaMikdash. What's the pshat? So for Matzil Solomon, a gewaltig biur, and that's Mamza biur in the Pchas Pasana. The Mishnah in Sukkah, that Mamalef and Medalef, the Mishnah tells us in the beginning, the Nulav of Nitl B'Mikdash Shiva. Umadina Yerim Echot. In the beginning, they took the Lulav of 7 and Mikdash and Medina Yerim Echot. Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was Mesaken, that Lulav was Nitl B'Medina Shiva, Zeichel LeMikdash. So in the first Mishnah, we do things after Chorban HaBayis, Zeichel LeMikdash. So the Gemara asks a question, Minolon, how do you know Tavdin and Zeichel HaMikdash? How do you do Zeichel HaMikdash? So Rabbi Yechon, a Pasuk. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Tzion hi doyrish ein lo. Miklal de boyet risha. A Pasuk, we have to be doyrish, we have to desire the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah brings, the Inyan of HaKofa, Hashanas, Zeichet al Zeichel HaMikdash. Every day once, on Shana Rabba 7 times, Zeichel HaMikdash. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Sia in he doirish ein la meklal de boy adrisha. So, effectively, Matzio, why doesn't the Gemara bring the pasuk of Baba Basra? When the Gemara says there, you have to be misotis abayis, you have to leave an amalama, zeche lechubin. Why does the Gemara bring a different pasuk? There, the Gemara brings a pasuk, Meshkech Shalim, we're supposed to remind ourselves of Shalim. Hatte gesagt, es tot zweitinim. It's two sugyas. On the one hand, we're supposed to, at certain times of the year, be upset, for Chorban HaBayis, cry, daven for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's the sugya in Baba Basra. The sugya in Sukkah is that we're going to do things to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. The things that give us a gewaltige simcha reminds us of the gewaltige zachen that took place. Like Simchas Beis Sheva, HaKofas Mizbeach, and that's supposed to inspire us to have a desire and to look forward and daven for Binyan Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. So that is the pshat in Simchas Beis Sheva that we do, and HaKofas Mizbeach, and the Lulav Shiva. We're doing things in certain times of the year to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. We're doing happy things, which the geschmackheit to doing those things brings within us a desire that it should really be done with the Beis HaMikdash, and then we mekayim the pasuk, meklal the boy drisha. And other times of the year we do sad things, that's an under pasuk, emeshkechech shalayim. The gemaltiger, the kuta, which explains a little bit, the end of Simcha Beis Sheva. It's noch in the kuta, b'negeh the Simcha of Yontov. The Yom Neroim, as we all know, doesn't end with Yom Kippur. Sukkah steht in Allah Svarim is a hemshech of the Yom Neroim. And l'chayr, when we think about it, what's the shaychus? According to what the Torah tells us about Sukkahs, it's an ayyontif. Chazal tell us echel and covered. What shaychus has it got to the Yom Neroim? What's the shaychus otis? The other could we mentioned about 6 years ago, to bring it out again, is the Mishnah in Sukkah, that when we do the Yom Tov Sukkahs, if it rains, it's a simon klal of Rashi Taish, the Mishnah. It's like an eved who comes to bring water for his master, and the eved gets the water thrown back in his face. It's a simon klal. It's like a mamash apella, so many times in Majesta we've seen, although it doesn't really apply in Majesta simon klal, because it rains betzim the whole year round. Yazishtate, it's merely an etzrol. But most of what we see a simon toiv this year, it was raining, came out every day before Sukkos. Even Sukkos afternoon was raining. We came in for shul, the ground was wet, but the sky had cleared. Gevaldiga, gevaldiga, simon toiv, and it's happened so many times year after year. It's like gevaldiga simon toiv. It's heartwarming to see that the weather changes when Sukkos comes in. And somebody told me he's got a kosher worker who always goes on holidays in Sukkos because he knows there's nice weather in England over Sukkos, or almost nice. But what's the pshat? If we can't do a mitzvah because of circumstances beyond our control, it's a simon klala. Why is that simon klala? We don't find this, it's a simon klala, but we don't find this idea in any other part of Torah. Very often we can't do a mitzvah because of circumstances beyond our control. We don't find anywhere else that when we're stopped from doing a mitzvah because of circumstances beyond our control, it's got a simon klala. What's the pshat dafke here? Also, we think about the Zman Simcha Seinu. What exactly is the Simcha of Sukkos? So normally, the Nanani Kovat, the Shmocha protected us. What about the Mon and the Be'er? Why do we make a Yonta for the Mon and Be'er? Also, Zman Simcha Seinu means it's a Zman of a special Ashpo of Simcha. Zman Cheiru Seinu is a Zman of Cheirus. What exactly is the Ashpos that come down on Sukkos? What's meant us? Another kasha, we have to answer all the kashas. The Noshim are potter from Sukkah. Another covet. So what's the pshat? Why are they potter from the mitzvah of Sukkah? What? Yeah. The Gaon writes on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Heviyani Amelech Adorov Nogilov Nismachaboch. The Gaon there writes, Shmuel took us into his innermost chambers, that refers to the Nani Kovat. He took us into his own personal chambers. Magirus Chaboch, the Zechag HaSukkos. So the Gaon, why do we make Sukkos in Tishri and not in Nisan when they came out of Mitzrayim? So Moedik Gaon, when we see this Gaon, it gives us a whole different understanding in the Yontov of Sukkos. The Gaon writes that the Yom Tov of Sukkos is not a zecha to the Nanei Kovod, which protect us in the Midbar. The Gaon writes, when Klal Yisrael did the Egel, the Nanei Kovod disappeared. Klal Yisrael did Tshuva during Elul, on Yom Kippur, v'yehi ma'ashem selachti kidvorecha. The next day, Klal Yisrael were told to go and assemble money to build the Mishkan. Shteit and Pasuk, they bought Babayka, Babayka. They were told on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, they brought all the material for the Beis HaMikdash. Yud Aleph Tishri, Zodagon, they took all the Soira and Tesvav, they started building the Mishkan. And Tesvav Tishri started building the Mishkan. Zodagon, then on their covet came back. Then another covet came back. So the Indian of Sukkos is a zecher to the return of the Nanei Kovot. That's why it's in Tishri. It's not stam a zecher to the Nanei Kovot. We don't make a zecher to the Mon or zecher to the Be'er. It's a zecher to Nanei Kovot returning. That's the Simcha of Sukkos. That's the greatest Simcha of Sukkos. What? Oh. How can they build in Yontov? I don't know. How do they build in Yontov? How do they build in Yontov? What they don't use it, it's a bomb, maybe. Huh? I don't know. As I gone. They started building it. Last is yeah. Not sure. Maybe the Yontov wasn't given yet. Maybe the Yontov wasn't given yet. Could be the Yontov wasn't given yet. The Yontov wasn't given yet. Yeah, it could be. Perhaps the Hoshtikal Torah, that they kept the Torah as it was given. There's some parts of Torah which they kept differently until the parshas were given. We've got the Gabba Mila. So maybe the answer wasn't given yet. Could be. I'm not sure. I don't know. Basisht. Yeah. Good kasha. Oh. So that's the simcha of Sukkot. The new simcha. The simcha is the chazorah of the Anani HaKovetz. But the big question is that if Klal Yisrael got their kapora on Yom Kippur, so why do we wait 4 days for the Anani HaKovetz to come back? Yeah. There you go. He said, "Al pi Rabbeinu Yonah in Shara Tshuva Sha'alef Siman Mem Beis." So, if a person does tshuva and he gets kapora, and all his sins get wiped out, there's still another stage. He wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to love him and want him, and he wants to be taken back into the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person does something wrong to somebody else, he asks Mechila, the fellow's Mechilim, but they're not the same friends that they were in the beginning. The Baal Tshuva wants to be brought back into the good graces of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that's, Dr. Ben Yonah, is a tefillah we have to daven after Yom Kippur, to be brought back in closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Klal Yisrael got their forgiveness on Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't yet take them back close. He told them to go and donate money to the Beis HaMikdash Mishkan. He wanted Klal Yisrael to show they wanted to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Indian of the Diva slave to the Mishkan, the Ikar was the giving the heart, the hearts. And when you give, that creates Ava, Hav. Ava, the Sherish is Hav. When a person gives, that creates Ava. By giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we created Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Klal Yisrael gave, and they gave with their hearts, and they gave too much. Moshe Rabbeinu said enough. The Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw they wanted to come close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocated and came back to Klal Yisrael for Shanti B'Seichom. So it comes out that on Tesvav Tishri, that was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back the Anani HaKovetz, Heviyani HaMelech HaDorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us into his innermost chambers. That's the day when Klal Yisrael was shown that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had now not just forgiven the chait of the eagle, but now reinstated that close relationship that existed prior to the chait of the eagle. That is the Yontov of Sukkot, a completely different understanding in the Yontov of Sukkot. The Noshim don't have a mitzvah. They weren't responsible for the siluk that I covered because they didn't do the eagle. I mean, they're not nichlal boys on this. That's what we mean most. That's not what my choice is. Yeah, sorry? Yeah. Fact, good kasha. Well, he asked a good kasha today. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Al kuponim, the same thing happens every year. We daven during Elul when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechel HaAveiros. He rubs them out. We start a new complete, new slate, a new thing. Our Aveiros are rubbed out on Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a number of mitzvahs which take a lot of time and effort to mekayim properly. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, everybody's busy building the Sukkot, looking for Lulav HaSroigim. And we look, Melech Dan Asach Koiches, looking for an Esrog, looking for a Lulav, building a Sukkah. That's why Yom Rishon, Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonisechem, there's no time to sin. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is watching us, the excitement, to get ready for the Yontov of Sukkot. When he sees the excitement in getting ready for the Yontov of Sukkot, then every year on Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again reestablishes his close relationship with us that existed prior to the Averis that we did. That's Zman Simcha Seinu. It's a Zman of Simcha. It comes every year. The Simcha is the closeness to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's Zman Simcha Seinu. And therefore, we said a gewaltige Sach. We asked the question, very often we cannot be mekayim a mitzvah because of various circumstances beyond our control. We're not always able. So why is the Mishnah telling us that by Sukkos, if the mitzvahs, if we're not able to mekayim the mitzvah because of the Geshamim, it's a siman klala. And the Teretz is here because Sukkos is a yontev where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now taking us back close. We're now becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hevi'anu Melech HaDorov. And that symbolizes the complete finale of the whole Yom Neroyim. It's not just the Kapparas Avonis, becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let that happen, it's a Siman Klala. If it doesn't happen, it's a Siman Klala. Avada, as we said earlier, this is a Nakuda, which is Nagya, it's Israel. If it rains in Sukkot, it's a Siman Klala. And when we see B'nai Hora for so many years here in Manchester, that mamish, sometimes I remember going to shul, it was heavy rain. We couldn't leave the roof open. Like some people have the minhag to leave the roof open before we go to shul. And we came back, and the skies has cleared. Somebody told me it's true, at 5 o'clock, on Erev Yontov, the winds changed direction. But as we all know, we came from shul, the sky was clear, we saw Lavona, somebody said Kish Lavona, those had to make Kish Lavona. It's been a clear night, the Ikka Mitzvah is not the first night, and we were able to make Kiddush, and eat the Kzai Shoshoina, with Yishev Adas, not worrying about closing her. It's a Gevaldik Siman Toiv. That's Avianya Melech Hadorov. Emerson, in Gaon is Mashma, and many Sforum of Mashma, that the Avira, the Ave in the Sukkah, is Avira Deit Yisrael. It's the Ave Deit Yisrael. Sukkah steht in Tuz Neged Yaakov. Yaakov was Zoichev, steht in Sforum to bring the Kedush Deit Yisrael into Chutz Loretz. In the Sukkah is Avira Deit Yisrael. It's the Avira Deit Yisrael. Emerson, the mitzvah of Sukkah is going to shaykh us to the mitzvah of Deit Yisrael. These are the only mitzvahs, maybe Tefillah as well, which we do with the Ganser Ramach Evorim. It's a mitzvah which encompasses our entire guf, like Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And that is Takad Pshat. It's not just a mitzvah we're doing one chedek of our body. Shmuel gives a mitzvah which we do with our ganser guf. We're completely in the mitzvah. That's the greatest. And every mitzvah is makashas to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. And every mitzvah brings us close to Shmuel. Here we've got a mitzvah which encompasses our entire guf and brings us close to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. I said one of these Nakutas 6 years ago, Bitu Broti Zechayin Abracha came after and told me, it's very meductive, Loshna Mishnah. He says, Eved, Shabo, limbs the coast to his master, doesn't say Benoy. Because the Daraga of a void of a Ben is different than the Daraga of a void of an Eved, a Benoy that he wants to. He's not just doing because he has to do it. When a person is Snaik, Eved, Kidna Ponov, that's the whole Nakud of the Moshel. We want to serve a Shabbat, we want to come closer. So he's Madgish, the Mishnah's notion of Eved, not a notion of Benoy. Somebody else adds another aura. The minimum Shir of a Sukkah is two walls and a Tefach. So he added, he still wants in a Sefer, when you cuddle somebody, you've got, this is what you do, there's two walls and a Tefach. The Sukkah symbolizes that Shabbat coming close to us. Kill cuddling us. That's the Gevaldik Mitzvah in the Sukkahs. Every time we sit in the Sukkah, we're mamish betzilidim nusa. That's the nusa we say in the Yerotzen. We're sitting mamish in the shade of the Rebbeinu Shloilam. That's our schus from the kai in the mitzvah. It encompasses the ganze guf. It's the avir that's Yisrael. It's the Gevaldik Simcha. Kshpochu is showing us how much he loves us, how much he wants us. It's not just mechilas avoinus. Kshpochu is taking us into his innermost chambers. And we make in the evening the Simcha Beis Sheva. We're davening, we're trying to be ma'ira gevaldige simcha within us of a me'en what took place, b'shas, b'binyan b'shas HaMikdash, to inspire us to go and be doirish b'binyan b'shas HaMikdash. And that's the inyan we start off with, the two inyanim of an sukkahs. The inyan is the inyan of the Gemara in Sukkah, where we're trying to do things eichel HaMikdash, the heck of Arova, the Lulav called Shiva, so much Eva, to Moiran us a gewaltige desire to want the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, Memheir Memheir Mamish. I go to Shkech, I go to the cover now to hear if Shaggy, I finished 2 minutes earlier, push that Mamish, can't carry on. Yeah, do you
Sure. Before Schleimer, I'm sorry.